Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is it's Saturday of the second week of Easter. Today's also an optional memorial for St. Martin I, Pope and Martyr. And as we have been doing all through the Easter season, we are taking our reflections from the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. As the number of disciples continued to grow, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. So the 12 called together the community of disciples and said, "It is not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table. Brothers, select from among you seven reputable men filled with the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we shall appoint to this task, whereas we shall devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The proposal was acceptable to the whole community. So they chose Stephen, a man filled with faith and the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. The word of God continued to spread, and the number of the disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly. Even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, most Bible scholars would say that what we are witnessing here is the establishing of the order of deacons. That just as the apostles are basically the order of bishops, and they have others that were ordained as elders alongside, that these that were ordained, these seven, would be considered the first deacons of the church. That they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they were filled with wisdom, they were able to preach and proclaim, but they really were given the mandate to bring about the serving of the material needs of those that were in the church. Remember how we heard in the fourth chapter where it was mentioned that the people were of one heart and one mind, and no one claimed to have any possessions of his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and favor was accorded on them all. And it later said that they took the proceeds and put them at the feet of the apostles, who distributed to each according to need. But what was going on then is that there are two different classifications or groups of Jewish Christians in the city of Jerusalem at the time. There were Greek-speaking and Hebrew-speaking. The Greek-speaking were the Hellenists. These were Jews that were primarily speaking Greek and had maybe a little bit more inclination toward the Greek culture. That's why, again, having a Nicholas of Antioch, a convert, would really be of good help to them. And then you had those that were the Hebrew-speaking. And so what was going on is that one group, the Hellenists, the Greek-speaking, especially the widows, were not getting the distribution that they needed. And so here we have a desperate need in the church that needs to be fulfilled. And instead of trying to just do more work themselves, these 12, the 12 apostles, took great care to look for individuals that they could trust with this particular work. And so they set about to ordain seven reputable men to be deacons. Now, interestingly, you see in other places as we move along, we have an introduction to Stephen, we have an introduction to Philip, and we can see that not only are they great servants, but they are great teachers and preachers of the word. But here we see the establishing of these individuals. They're given, they're specific in the names that they're given, and you can tell by the names that many of these are Hellenistic Christians, Hellenistic Jews that became Christians. So they were much more sensitized to the needs of those that were of Hellenistic speaking, the Hellenistic speaking community. And they brought these men to the apostles. They prayed, they laid hands on them, and then they were ordained as deacons in the church. And the beautiful thing is that, again, as they continue to organize the structure of the church, as we see in verse 7, the word of God continued to spread, and the number of the disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly. Even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith. How powerful to think about this, that again, in the midst of all else that was going on, that the continuing growth of the church was also evident. It had grown at one point from 3,000 to 5,000. It continues to grow, and even in the midst of that, even some of the priestly class were now becoming followers of the Messiah. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. One of the takeaways for me is that it really didn't matter to the apostles what kind of work that needed to be done, but the individuals that did it needed to be individuals filled with faith in the Holy Spirit. How so even more today? We need to keep that up, that no matter what we do in the church, our relationship with the Lord really is of prime importance, that we are followers of His, and we depend upon the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, even if we're doing some of the most mundane tasks, that we, as we are filled with Him, are able to do these things to His glory, His honor, and using His power. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.